Weinberg.
So what time are we going to go? What time are we going?
Whatever, wherever you want.
What time?
Oh, where is it?
It's in
Hackensack.
At 2 o'clock?
You need to find parking.
I'll drop you off because you're not
going to. So you need to leave out.
Okay, so let's start. Yeah.
And at like
okay, we should make the shiel is Eichen Nishmas, Rabbi Glickman, Olav HaShalom. Okay. Okay, let's go. The famous Mishnah in Pesachim, Erev Pesachim Samach Lamincha Lo Yochel Adam Ashetech Shach. So, and in Erev Pesach, so Samach Lamincha means half an hour before Mincha Ketana, you shouldn't eat so much so you'll be able to eat the matzah l'teyavos. So the question is, what is it that you shouldn't eat? I mean, you can't eat matzah, it's Erev Pesach. You can't eat chametz because it's Erev Pesach. So what is it that they're telling you not to eat? Right. So Tosus asks this question, and he says, when the line that begins, Vimine Targimah, Vishlomer Da'ayri Mematzah Ashira. This is matzah shira, which we would normally call like egg matzah. Mm-hmm. Matzah shira, that it was made with eggs or fruit juice, etc. So mamela, so there's no issur in having matzah shira on Erev Pesach, because you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. Right. And the only matzah that you can't eat on Erev Pesach is the matzah you can be yotzei the mitzvah with. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The ayir b'matzah shir de lo osa b'yushalmi el b'matzah ruya lotzis b'chavoso ocho kodem zmana b'matzah shira sharya v'chein haya noheg Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, that's what he would on Erev Pesach, he would eat matzah shira. It's just that once it came like 3 o'clock in the middle of, then he wouldn't eat the matzah shira. Well, otherwise Rabbeinu Tam would eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Now,
and what the Kavanah is to be, what the Mishnah is being osir is to be koveh seuda on matzah shira? Or?
Right, in other words, don't eat matzah shira on Samach L'mincha because you're going to lose your appetite for matzah for the Seder. But matzah shira is something you could eat on Erev Pesach according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, for the Ashkenazic Jews of the world, so we already don't eat matzah shira the whole Pesach because we're choshesh that may peiros ein machmitzim doesn't mean that it doesn't become chametz at all. It can become chametz nuksha. It could become chametz. So therefore, Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzah on Pesach. So memela, we don't eat it on Erev Pesach either because once this man is a achilas. So
the Tosfos with the Sfaradi,
huh? The minhag of not eating matzah from
home month.
Yeah, from Purim. This
thing about not eating from Purim, not eating from, you know, is a.
Is my family minhag?
Yeah, it's.
So lemaisa nechama can make kneidelach for the Shabbos out of egg matzah.
Yes.
Regular matzah.
People have all types of, but it's far from grounded in the real halakhic sources.
Got it.
You know, because matzah is only an Erev Pesach. You can't eat. So Rabbeinu Tam ate egg matzah on Erev Pesach. It's just Samach L'mincha he didn't eat. And this Rabbeinu Tam is quoted also in Tosas on page 2 on Lamed Hey on the base on the bottom. Rabbeinu Tam Nog Heter Bedover. Yeah, Noeg Lecho Be'erev HaPesach Acher Arba Shos Uga Shenimosha Be'beitzen. He would eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. And there's no problem with that because it's not right to be yotzei the mitzvah on Pesach night. And just But samach l'milcha, then he would stop eating it. Okay, that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, take a look just in the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos on page 5. Yeah. So he also discusses what is the, so Tosa says what's pshat lo yochal ad shetechshach matzah shira. Rambam says differently. Rambam says somech l'michel sheyishar v'layom yosem ishtei shalos u'mechza, right, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. So you can't do it. Roy Lahar, third line. Roy Lahar Adam Atzmo Kadesh Yochel Hamatzla Teovan. Zesha Manon also Manachila, Eino Achilas Lechem Levadok, Kenu Meshusa Lechol Lechem. You can't be talking about bread or matzah, because you can't eat that anyway. So what is it talking about? Nil Lechol Harbe Mishar Hamacholim. So it means, it just means not to eat a lot of other foods, like not to eat a lot of fruit or things like that. Not to eat a lot of what? Chicken, potatoes, right. Fish.
Don't fill up. Don't spoil
it. Don't fill up. Right. So the Rambam didn't say the pshat like Rabbeinu Tam. We'll have to see why. Is there a reason why... why the Rambam said his pshat and why Rabbeinu Tam says his pshat. So the simple pshat, some point out, I'll show you in a second, that the Rambam can't say like Rabbeinu Tam. Why can't the Rambam say like Rabbeinu Tam? So some explain based on the page 6 here. Take a look. Matzah shalosa b'mei peiros yotza bo yidei chavoso b'pesach. The Rambam shita is that matzah shira is only yayin shem mechalav dvash. It's not, mei peiros is still not called matzah shira. So memeila, according to the Rambam, if you would eat egg matzah wet on Erev Pesach, you're violating the iser of matzah on Erev Pesach. Look, right here. Matzah shaloshim and mei peiros, yotza ba yidei.
Isn't the Rambam more expensive? Why would you find a reason that didn't say
more expensive? Yeah, in other words,
if the svar is you should eat the matzah the tavon, so don't fill up in a way that you take away tavon.
Right, finished. And this other thing.
But
lechem peiros is lechem oni? Lechem peiros is lechem oni, according to the Rambam. Yeah. It's only when you have something you know, spitz, like yayin. That's why I think some people produce. Egg matzahs, I think broys maybe egg matzahs with wine. So this way, when Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, there's a whole big thing, what do you eat? So some people eat egg matzahs, but if you want to be chochus with the Rambam Shita, so then you can't eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach, because that's lechem oni.
Why is yayin not me peros?
Because yayin shemen is more chashuv.
By the way, I don't know if egg matzah is actually contained.
Apple cider.
Of course they contain egg.
Apple cider is lechem oni. Apple cider is lechem oni. So that's how some explain the Rambam, why he said one of the Sfarim, that's how it's explained, why the Rambam couldn't have said like they made a town. Now, there is a Sefer of the Maral on page 3 of Gevuras Hashem. That's the Maral Sefer on Pesach. Now, the Sefer Gevuras Hashem is basically a Divrei Agada on Pesach, but there's some halacha psakim that the Rambam, that the Maral has. Rav Shechter likes to say that when the Maral was alive, he was known as a posek. Today we know him as a mystic, as a, because most of the things that he left were those type of things. But there are piske halacha from the Maral, both in the Gvuras Hashem and the Gur Aryeh. I'll tell you a psak from the Maral, a good psak from the, we don't pasuk like this. Maral, what? No, so is, yeah. So the Maral holds, say you're having a.
Why, you don't drink a fifth cup?
You're having a picnic on Shabbos in the backyard, or a suda at the backyard, you can wash Netilas Yadayim on the grass.
Wow.
That's
what?
Maral.
Wow.
Mutter. It's against
my own grass?
On your own grass.
Wow.
That's the Maral. Why?
The
because he says like this. He says, that what's the reason you can't? Because it's a secretion that you're a Zoraya.
Yeah.
Maral says, no. You're right. But the whole concept of Psik Reisha was only said by malachas that happened right away. Mm-hmm. In other words, you cut the neck of the chicken, mm-hmm. right away you die. But Zoreya is something that's going to come lacharzman. And Mimelech, therefore, so what makes it that I'm doing the malacha? Oh, it's only happening later. The fact that I'm mechavein now for it, but if...
The grubber maybe.
Right, so therefore, but if it's only a Psik Reisha thing... And I'm not mechavim full, and it's a malacha lachazman.
Why in your property?
That it's mutter. Well, that says
so. Would he say that the whole malacha is mutter?
Watering
the grass?
No, it's only mutter mechavana. But hold on, think about why just on your property as opposed to like
even on your property?
Oh, you don't remember where it would
having been nichale.
Ah, nichale. I got it.
Now it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's not like that. But the Maral was, you know, he didn't have to.
He said it's not the secret of Bishlah.
But that's a psak.
Does anyone use that as a snip lock or
so? Rav Avadi Yosef quotes it in one of the tshuvas. They discuss about when you have to take a shlock off a sukkah.
And the water is the thing.
I mean, better than that. He passes your mamish, wash your hands on the...
No. Rav Avadi said that you did not do that.
I mean, there are other... This cover.
That's awesome.
It's raining.
Well, he's over by your holding that mic.
I didn't say that. I think. I don't know, Ravadio or the Lev Avram. I don't know if it's Ravadio when the Sefer Lev Avram has it, whatever. Whatever, it's quoted. They quote this. Okay. So now let me show you a Maral, an interesting Maral.
More interesting than that?
Maybe not more interesting. But something has to do with Pesach and not with Sukkot. Oh, so he says like this. Yeah, he's a doctor. He'll say, I came in the Ksiva Erev Tochu Matzis. Matzah Ashira Matzahi. He says Matzah Ashira is matzah. Shrei kol ha-menochas ba'oz matzah. Right? The Korban Mincha had matzah. Right? You need loshes b'shemen. So, imkein, hecha she'ein lo, look what he's saying. Hecha she'ein lo rak matzah Ashira. Lo yochol l'kayim mitzvah lechem odi, lama lo yikayim mitzvah matzah mal kol ha-pochos. He says, if all you have is egg matzah, and you're at the Seder night, you know, so eat it. I mean, okay, again, for us today with the Ashkenazim and the Bechoshish that became Chometz, so that's a separate issue.
What if you're weekend infirm? Or aged?
We can infirm whether it's in the box.
Or the aged, yeah.
The aged. So Mimela, so he's Mechadish, that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah masa and a mitzvah of lechem odi. And it's best to get both. That's the regular masa. But if you can't, so at least get the mitzvah matzah. And matzah shira is a din matzah, haraya. The menachas are called matzah, even though they have shemen in them. So you see that
is a shira. You know,
well, again, for Ashkenazim, we can't eat it because we don't eat. We don't eat because anything that has because may parents ain't machmitzim, but we're choshish v'shitas Rashi that ain't machmitzim just means ain't machmitzim legamrei, but it can become chometz nuksha. So we don't eat, you know, any of these things. But like men's get, you know, for the age of the infirm, that it says.
Not aging or infirm.
But.
I thought the lechem oni was that it's not rising. Why is it the ingredient?
Wait, what are you asking? Say again.
Like, why is lechem oni dependent on, you know, shemen or any other ingredient? I thought it's that because it doesn't rise that makes it.
So we'll see in a second. We'll see. We'll clarify that momentarily. But he says like this, So if you have, say, egg matzah at the Seder, and that's all you have, so eat it. And be yotze, barring the issues of chachash chimutz, but say you hold like toasts that may pay or say machmisim, is a machmisim klal, like the Sfarim, and they eat egg matzah the whole Pesach lechatchila.
Or it's machloket in the Metzius? Let's check.
Okay, I mean.
So
Rabbeinu Tam says, if you can't get both mitzvahs, so at least get mitzvah matzah. Whereas others might, till we saw this maral, we'd say no, it's one thing. The lechem only defines the type of matzah that you have to have at the Seder. And if you can't do that, you
to
get
the
nothing.
The point that it will be ma'akev.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
Right. Right.
That would be the normative.
And right. Therefore, right. If you don't have. We were just talking, Rabbi Weinberg himself, we were talking about celiacs and oats. And, you know, so some people are celiac, get oat
right.
Matzah. Rabbi Badi holds that oats is not one of the chameshes mine dogan. So if you can't.
Where did
if
he
you
write g- that?
He's told him that many times.
Yeah.
It's written in my notebooks.
and he holds it lahakel also? You know.
So. Look, I'm not going to eat Cheerios on Pesach. you know, even though I make a
but
bor
you really
priadama,
Rice Krispies.
No, I don't do that either. even though I make a bor priadama on Cheerios every morning for breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah, and a bor fashas.
I made the shit of you.
Yeah.
I made the shit of you.
Would you eat them if they were chadash?
But I won't do that much. I can't get myself to do on Pesach. I'm not going to eat Cheerios on Pesach, even though it could. Okay. So this is the Maral Shita. Now, let me ask you a simple question.
What does the next line mean? Feed out few matzah shiras for le'achol.
Why isn't it on Pesach itself? It's going back to the beginning of the Dibur. So you can't eat it because you can be out to the mitzvah.
Right. Not like Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh.
Right.
So the Maral is going to say. Maral is going to say, do you mean I'm going to. One thing if the Maral argues with Rav Yosef Karo. I told you. He also deserves a car. He says you could. But he's not going to argue with Rabbeinu Tam. So how is he going to work it? So it seems that he is arguing with Rabbeinu Tam. So Maral says, don't worry, I'm not arguing with Rabbeinu Tam. And this is going to answer your question, hopefully. So let's see. So let me show you where he.
So then
he's going to go on. Keep going down. Then he's going to say. So what about myself and Rabbeinu Tam? How are we going to deal with that? So he says. Where is that? Second line. Meaning? Yeah, look, you got to look at the first page.
Right.
Bevadai milsadira poshen im ein shum mayim b'matzah. Tinkai gavna lav mishum matzah shir b'vad. And this is what you were saying, Lisa, that. If you only make matzah with mei peiros, then that's not only a problem of matzah shira, it's not roi lechimetz. So mamela,
having the chashash is part of actually the matzah.
Right. So mamela like this. The two types of matzah shiras. If there was may peiros and water, so then it's matzah, and it's also matzah ashira. But then,
potential to become
so then, if you don't have any real matzah, don't eat this, that because this is matzah. Rabbeinu Tam was only
pure may peiros.
More pure may peiros. So therefore what? Then that's not even matzah, because it's not royal lechimas. And that's how he says.
Cracker bottle.
So therefore, what I'm saying,
you could just eat it.
Yeah. Right. So that's what he says. So I'm not against Rabbeinu Tam.
It's not a problem for Ashkenazi.
That's right. It would be a problem for anybody.
Because it's not the. It doesn't have the.
That's right.
Typical issue that we worry
unless
about.
Unless you're choshesh that the
water
went in. It can't be kumkumi.
No, it wouldn't be a problem because Ashkenazim say that may peiros a machmitzin just means a machmitzin legamre, but it still could become partial chametz, chametz nuksha. So in Mamele, it would be a problem for Ashkenazim as well. But that's how Rabbeinu Tam answers his the marshal, the maral says I'm not against Rabbeinu Tam, but it's a chiddush that the what he says here. That it's a chiddush that he says that that the two separate mitzvahs. Now,
is that rooted in the reading of the Rambam that you brought us on page 6, meaning that the sort of the tzvei dine in a Rambam?
No, because the Rambam just says that in other words, the Rambam doesn't necessarily have to agree with this, because the Rambam just said, don't think any time you put May Peiros in that that's Matzah Shira, that's Lechem Oni Mamish.
Right, so the Rambam says matzah, if you... And then he says, oh, but it's not Lechem Oni, meaning you could have a mitzvah without being Lechem Oni.
No, but it doesn't say when you have something that's... Because that's still Lechem Oni when it's Matzah, when it's May Peiros.
The Rambam's still binary, you know?
Yeah.
It's either A or B.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is a...
Now...
Not
that oh, so now let me show you where this is. This maral is quoted in Shulchan Aruch by the Magen Avraham, where he argues with it.
Where?
On page 10. I told you, where else is the maral quoted in Lehalacha? I'll tell you, Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, that for Dam Sulim, you don't have to do 5 and 7, just 4 and 7. Where does that come from? So the it's quoted in the Nosei Kalim from the Maral. That's also from the Maral.
You're going to take away your title.
It's also from the. So that's another psak from the Maral. So if you look here in the Magen Avraham on page 10, he says he quotes here. Matzah Shira, Perish and Niloshim Bevei Peres Bulvad. Aval niloshim bemei peiros umayim yotzim ba b'shasat chak v'rayim imenochas imkain also lochlo be'er pesach maral b'sefer for us Hashem etc. This is the Friedman Shulchan Aruch.
But I don't know why we're choshesh b'shasat chak. You should be choshesh like meikar. I mean, anything with water immediately could be machas. So
there's no
hot thing. It's not
also lochlo.
No, meaning,
in other words,
use it for months.
Right, at the Seder. At the Seder, you could use it for Shas Tachar because it would at least be Yotzei.
As long as it has water in it, that's why.
Right. Okay. Now, the Magen Avraham argues with this Maral. He thinks it's against the Gemara. And people have tried, you know, to give answers. You can think about it if you think it's a. Yeah, I'll show you which Gemara they claim. That it's that this maral might be against. Take a look on page 7. Says the three lines from at the end of the Mishnah. Chalos tatoder kiki nazer. Asal laatzma in yotibah v'asal mekor b'shuk yotibah. So what if you have matzahs from the korban toda or from the korban nazer, right? So if it was made for yourself, kavana for the nazir, kavana for the korban todah, so then that's not called lishma. So really you can't be yotze. But if it's limkor b'shuk, so then it was made just to buy in the store, so maybe nazirs come in to buy it, but you could buy it for the mitzvah matzah, so it's okay. So the Gemara on the bottom of page 8 here says, Halas tolu kike nozim minani mili ama rabba de amra kro ushmarta in page 9. Es ha matzos, matza mishtamer shul say matza, yotza zo she ein mishtamer shul le matza el lishum zelich. In other words, if you have a matza that was made for the korban, right, so then it's lo lishma, so it's no good. Or another mocker would be Rav Yosef says a different pshat. Amakar shivas yom matzos tochev. Matzah nechelch l'shiva yomim. Yotzah zu shein nechelch shiva yom el yom alayla. So if you make it for the korban, so it has kedushas korban, it can only be eaten for one day and a night, or else it'll be nifsal. So the matzah that you have to be yotzah at the seder is a matzah that you can eat for potentially for all 7 days. So that's another reason why if you use the matzahs of chalos toda or kike nozir, it's no good. Okay? So then, take a look further down. The first word of the line is the Laila. So the Gemara says, no, came to the further, the tapukle. First word of the line is the tapukle. Go a little further down, the tapukle. So the Gemara asks the Akasha, why do you have to say that it's no good because it's not Lishma? Or it's no good because it's not Nechal Hashiva? The tapukle, the Havale Matzah Shira. Why don't you say it's no good because of Matzah Shira?
Altogether.
Right. Now think about this kasha for a second. According to the Maral, it's not such a good kasha because Maral holds if it would only be a psul al tzmatza shira, then it would still be good for matzah.
Yeah.
And but these other psulim would knock it out lagamre because they're shalol lishma. So by the fact that the Gemara says that this could have been a better alternative source of the psul of the matzah of chalas toda is mashma that the same level of psul as the previous things, and Pashto says the level of psul of previous things knocks it out not only from lechem oni but knocks it out also from matzah shira. So,
no, but isn't the Maharal that there are two matzah shiras, that a real matzah shira made only without water, that psul would still be there.
Right.
How do we know it?
He's saying that. But the ones that are, in other words, the ones that are made with, you know, the Rabbeinu Tam only permitted it if it's made with water. So over here, it's obviously
made
with water.
Rabbeinu Tam permitted if it's not made with water, right?
On Erev Pesach.
Right, yeah. Right.
But for the Seder, it has to be made.
Right.
So the Gemara says, well, maybe the shemen is too insignificant and it's not even matzah shira. But the fact that the Gemara asked the kasha that could have been so people stand on the head to try to give a teretz. I've never found a teretz that I'm so enamored with. But you can think of, in other words, look at the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham asked this kasha on the Maral.
Well, can we still say that it's only permitted, like even the Maharal was saying, you could only use it b'diyevet if you have nothing else.
Right, but that's what that would be the simple answer why the Gemara doesn't choose the psul of matzah shira for the as the other ones, because matzah shira the other psul will knock it out totally, and this would only knock it out partially. So this would, so that's why the Gemara used the other psulim. And not this.
Let's forget that the Mishnah that they're dealing with says in Yotzin.
Right.
Completely written.
Right.
Yeah.
In
the
Yotzin,
the
cloud.
Yeah. It says yeah. So that. So that's what he writes here. Take a look. Gemara Parah Hadam Mina Chalas Toda back in the Magen Avraham. Kiki Moshe Yotzin Behem Vamatzah Shirihi. Umeshani Revisu Mischalechas Esrim Chalos. Right. In other words, it's too insignificant. Alkorcha Mashmadim Yeh Shemin Harbe Avol Pi Shemur Vemayim Havale Matzah Shira Bafil B'Shasachak In Yotzin Ba. Dim lokein my parech dilma masnis and mayim b'diavad yotzei behem elafil b'diavad lo yotzei, because the Mishnah is talking about something that's totally not good. That's why I had to give the other psulim. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, this wouldn't have been a good psul because this wouldn't have been a total psul. And that's why, and that could have been the simple answer.
Did
so
the Maharal bring any raya for him? Is Shitar?
Menachas. Now, parenthetically, there's a machlokas Ramban. There's a machlokas Ramban and Balamor, which is relevant for this discussion. When we say it has to be Roy Lechimutz, so the Maharal said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you mean you have to have water there, or else it's not going to be machmetz.
Right. Right.
So other Rishonim say, this is machlokas Ramban and Balamor, that Roy Lechimutz doesn't mean it has to have water in it. It only means it has to be one of the five species. Uh-huh. So even if you made it without water, right, that's called Roy Lechimutz. It's Odin and the kvias of the Min. Yeah.
Well, I guess the Rambam has to go like that, because it says Mei Perot, only Mei Perot. It doesn't say Mei Perot and water, right, in the Rambam that you brought.
Yeah,
up.
Right. So that's a machlokas in the Rambam and the Balamor, whether you have to have. So the Maral, explained Rabbeinu Tam, said that dafka with the water is it matzah. If it's no water, it's not even matzah. Well, so two more things I want to take.
Number 11.
Yeah. So I wrote this up several years ago about all the trips that Rabbi Avad Yosef made to YU and all the shiurim I've heard from him over the years. So.
Self-plagiarism. Now we know. Now I know your full name.
Yeah. So on the second arrow, I write Bishnas Tavshin Nun Aleph. It was one Friday morning. I was eating breakfast in what's called Lake Como Pizza. And then Rabbi Sviha Harari came over to me and said, you know, Rabbi Avad Yosef is across the street eating breakfast in the library now. Maybe you want to go and speak to him. I said, I don't know. And he encouraged me, Rabbi Harari, and I went. So we had this long conversation. And that's why this fellow heard. I said it over once online, and this fellow, Yisachar Dov Hoffman, heard about it and asked me to write it up because he has this mashpir, Kovetz mashpir, Yosef Hua Mashpir, so it's in memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. So the first thing I wrote was the visits of Rav Avadi Yosef. So I wrote here, B'shnas Tov Shenun Aleph, Shekbikir Hagor Rav Avadi Zatzal, B'yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chodos, Siperle, B'sika Kratish, Afapi She'evi B'tshuva, Hashita Levach Mezonos, Hamatzah, B'shar Yimot Hashon, Chutz Mei Pesach, Dvar Me'el Nichtav Rach Liyashem Minaka Olam, Shal Svardim, Ulam Amali, Atzma Hushim Bavar Hamotzi, Al matzah kol yimos hashana. Afil einu koveya suud oleh. Kedin pas komer. Right? Because the simple pshat is the svardim, it's all based on what it's made out of. It's like the svardim, the diehard svardim, you know, only, you know, for Shabbos they'll want water challah.
Sure.
Water challah. And the Ashkenazim say no. Even if you have egg challah, like we have, but it's made for the Yesuda, right. So that's Hamotzi. But the Sfaradim say no. As long as it has these
ingredients,
or, you know, matzah is brittle, you know, the force rights, so that's Pasa Baba Kisna. So, but the Ashkenazim say no. You can't just look at the ingredients blindly. It's only if the ingredients are for snack food, so that's why a matzah, the Sfaradim held, is like a pretzel. Like, of course, it's brittle, so it's pasa baba kistan, so you make a mezonos. Only on Pesach, that's the sudas hayom, so then you make it. So that's the. So, but he told me that.
But he told you that he's machmir, so he'll only eat matzah within a suda, or not?
No.
Matzah by itself will make a motzi.
Yes, exactly.
But he's not choshesh the other way to make a motzi if it's not right, because really a motzi?
So he, in other words, right.
The sikha pratiyah.
Thank you.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah, you can read the rest of it here. You can, let me conclude with one last thing from another piece of the Maral, which I always thought was a very important Musar Haskel, especially teaching high school students, etc. It can be anybody, not necessarily high school students. He writes a simple question. Matzah is so simple. There's no s'or, page 15. There's no s'or, there's no frills. So why is that, you know, that's, you know, the lechem that we have for cheres? I mean, you would think we would have a nice, you know, what's the connection? I mean, this is the lechem of cheres, but it's lechem oni. I would think, fakert.
Not lechem marah.
Yeah, right, okay. So he writes like this. And this is the big yisod. is the less ingredients you have, then the less you have to rely on something, then the more cheres you have. That's like, what is that? That's the whole concept of addictions. A person is addicted to something, so he's meshubah to that. That's not cheres, that's agus. But matz is the ultimate, because I don't need the sore, I don't need the things. That's cheres. When you're not meshubah to things, then you're cheres. So that's what he writes. Opi Rashi, ki matzah pshuta she'ein ba sor. V'chol dover shu poshut, v'bni she'mitztarif elav dover, hu inyan ha'cheres. She'ha meshubah, if you're meshubah, then you're mitzuruf to something else that you're relying on. A person, alcohol, drug, whatever it is. Yesh bo tziruf shu mitztarif el asher hu odom lo meshabed bo. V'mishu ben chorin omed ba'atzmo, ein li tziruf krach, that's true cheres. You know, you don't have any shibudim, any things that are conquering your life. She shoot a bleed tziruf sor v'zibah atzmo loshem matzah shemol dover shu poshut. And also a chomet sheyish bo tziruf sor udvarim elu bayanu l'mal gamkei. But that's the why it's the true cheres. So the less you have to depend upon things.
Isn't that a lesson that he says by Kharos Tavakhiros?
Isn't that a lesson he says by Kharos Baruch Hu that he calls Kharos Baruch Hu Pashim? Yeah, okay. But that's, so I thought that's a big yisod in life, and the more a person is reliant on things, and especially things that are not wholesome, then he's become meshubah to these things, and that's the ultimate, even though he might think, He's on a high. That's the shibut. Cheres is when you can have something that's poshut and you're okay. And that's I think a big yisod of the maral in Agada. So let me wish you all a chag kasher v'sameach. It's a good pleasure to be back here. It's been some time. I mean, last year was on Hanukkah. So
we'll bring Rabbi back before Shavuot.
Yeah, Rav Hashem, looking forward. So.
Milchin? Yeah, we'll speak about milchin.
Oh, I have a shy one.
Yeah.
Nanida. Is it required to have meat on the Seder night? Someone asked me that.
Oh, yeah. Could maybe give us just quick parameters, like what we could eat, like Seder? Forget the Sfardim. Sfardim, you do anything.
Yontif. Yontif is a time for meat, according to the Rambam. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it never says you have to have meat. The Shulchan Aruch only says you have to have yayin, but the Rambam says you have to have meat. So we try to have meat, but even the Seder night also is the discussion, because even on Yontif that you're supposed to have simcha, that's only in the day, not necessarily at night.
But all like roasted chicken out, anything
right? The roasted things
also, like Rav Avadia has no clue about anything.
Roasted, but you want.
I think shishul's okay. Chalitza's are fine.
It's always like nice to have meat, but technically, if you didn't have meat,
chalitza
the first night,
you don't need anything roasted. You don't need anything
brisket.
You can't. Brisket with how much water? How much water do you need? Rove has to be initially covered.
I'll give you my
recipe. No, I'm serious. How much of the brisket has to be covered with water? It's not.
You have some water.
Meaning any water?
No. Something.
So why can't you do the same thing with chicken and put some duck sauce on the bottom? Duck sauce. You can.
Something, I don't know. I mean, it should be something.
Is that a glaze?
As long as it's not a glaze, you're fine.
Yeah.
Really?
You could put a glaze on the outside, but you didn't put a glaze on the outside, right?
Okay, maybe.